Just like the TV show where inventors hope to get the attention of investors, five groups of students pitched their product ideas to a panel. Before it started, senior Ricardo Godoy and junior Sean Betty were setting up their PowerPoint presentation. The Actually Me app is a way to see clothing on yourself that you might buy online. Here's Godoy.
It's really hard to tell, and you can't even see how it's going to look on you. And so many people often return it. So we try to ease the process of online shopping as it's constantly growing in our more interconnected world online.
Betty now faced the judges, who are entrepreneurs and executives, and explains you take a picture at a set distance and the software recognizes your body type and can also make recommendations.
So essentially, we're revolutionizing online shopping as a whole. We're making it possible to where people don't even have to go into the stores to see what clothing looks like on them. This will change the way people shop greatly, because now people can see in their comfort of their own house what the clothing will look on them and how it will fit.
Walmart is trying to ramp up similar technology in two stores it bought last year, ModCloth and Bonobos. Godoy continues with the pitch.
So say you want to look at Adidas shirts, you can swipe on Adidas shirts and then it would pop up on your body and transform it as though it's taking a photo of you wearing an Adidas shirt.
He and Betty were hypothetically asking for $290,000.
So talking about different revenue streams, once our app becomes widely popular and we get a good enough user base, we can go to these companies and present to them and tell them we have a certain amount of users using our app every month. And if you'd like to advertise with us, we can present your brand as like the brand of the week, and we could suggest your brand more.
Other Seven Hills Shark Tank proposals included inserting microchips into clothing to locate it, small power banks attached to your phone, an app to help balance your budget, and a translation device. Fluency, as it's called, is an app, an earpiece, and also compatible with Google Glasses, as the panel learned.
So how does this work? You have an earpiece, the guy, person's talking, and then it's telling you what they're saying. Do I have glasses on and my phone too?
So the earpiece is with our technology. The Google Glasses is with Google. So the earpiece function is for when someone else is speaking in a foreign language, you will be able to hear your language in your earpiece so you can understand them.
You can't respond, right?
Well, you can respond by, you will be able to, by the app, you'll be able to have a response with the Google Glasses so you can see and say back to them.
If you're driving on the road and you see a sign that's in a foreign language, when you look, you'll see it in your own language.
The glasses can also translate a road sign. The judges, including Rhonda Lyons, CEO of Creekwood Energy Partners, get together and try to decide on a winner.
Unbelievably impressive. I wasn't sure what to expect of high school students, and very well polished, very professional, very well thought out. I was impressed.
Head of the upper school, Matthew Bolton, was also blown away.
Really, I mean, the things they're coming up with are like, yes, that's something I could really use. And I think that's the experience of a lot of the adults in the room. We think these kids are really, they're really creative, innovative, flexible thinkers. They have real world problems that they want to kind of get at solutions for. And so this class has been a great way for them to go beyond just kind of saying like, you know, my phone keeps running out of power, and instead start thinking about, okay, so what are some ways that I could solve this problem?
In the end, it was the clothing app, Actually Me, which pictures you in online clothing before you buy it, that won. Instead of the $290,000 they were asking for, Godoy and Betty received a stuffed shark. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.